persons who are not registered, either because they've just become eligible or because they've moved to a new community, the deadline is tonight, and local clerk's offices will be open till 8 p.m. in most cases. Some very small communities will not be, but most larger communities will be. The other alternative for those who need to register is they may do so by mail, provided that the application is postmarked with today's date, April 10th, on it. It's 20 days from now is the primary, so in order to be eligible, they do need to make sure they are qualified and registered. Since this election is coming so recently after the national election in November, we're assuming most voters are registered, most voters haven't changed their address. But nevertheless, there's always changes going on, and people might want to make sure they're eligible to participate in this very important election.
So you don't expect to see a flood of new voters coming in here?
Not really. We believe that the fact that so many people were registered, we had such a high turnout in November, means that most of the state is already registered who are expressing interest. Obviously, there are people who just recently become eligible, people who have moved. They do need to update their registration, but we think that most people will have satisfied the requirements by their previous registration. The one other thing, as I've already mentioned, is the possibility that people may want to look in voting in different primaries or a different primary. Most independent voters can choose either one. To what extent they will, it remains to be seen.
So the important thing to remember is that we don't have an open primary here. You have to be registered but not necessarily enrolled in either party.
Right. In other words, an independent can select and will not have their status changed by voting in any primary. But a party member can only vote in the party in which they are registered. So there's no cross-voting from Democrat into the Republican primary, Republican into the Democratic primary.
And absentee ballots are available?
Absentee ballots are available throughout the state and have been for some weeks. They can be obtained by any written request. There is an application form on my website. But they can be obtained by any writing, which indicates which party primary they wish to vote in. I should also say that if they are anticipating being out of town, they can go to their local clerk's office and vote in person. It's best to call the clerk's office ahead and let them know they're coming, but that's another option.
What are you seeing in terms of demand for absentee ballots, and does it foreshadow what we might see for turnout on April 30th?
That's a good indicator, usually. It's been slow to start, but I think partially because of the fact we've had so many elections in recent times, I think this has been a slow one to get started. I think the winter weather has contributed a great deal to it also. Now that the primary is clearly in sight, the advertising is picking up, debates are being held, I think people will start to focus on it. They recognize that most of the nation's issues and problems are going to ultimately be resolved in the United States Senate. It's far more likely, and I think we're already seeing evidence of this, that where compromises are being made on major issues, it's going to be in the United States Senate. And if that's the case, then it's important that the representatives we have in the United States Senate from Massachusetts, first of all, is a full complement, namely filling this vacancy, and secondly, are reflective of people's opinions. So it's an excellent opportunity for voters, irrespective of their political outlook, to shape the voice that we send to Washington.